Just in time devotional series, come, get out of the boat where God wants you to be. It costs to learn to be where God wants you to be. It costs because usually when God wants to take you to be in certain seasons, he will not explain why. But it is there where you have to trust that it doesn't just happen, that it is not random, that God is not strange to what is happening in front of you. That is, everything has a purpose, and in the end, it will work for good. I tell you this because I know that many times it is hard for us waiting to move forward and not knowing where we are going. It is like doing the following exercise. Place yourself in a place, close your eyes, or put on a scarf and trust that the person who will guide you will take you to a good place and will take care of you. If we do that exercise and it is hard, imagine now with God. Because, well, to congregate in a place, serve him, tell him that we love him, it is easy. But when difficult circumstances approach and you find yourself between a rock and a hard place, when you realize that you have tried everything and nothing has happened, when you begin to realize that you alone cannot do it, that is where the faith we say we have in God is put into practice. That is what it is going to be evaluated, how much confidence we have in God. And by the way, by looking at how much confidence we have, by believing in God, we are also determining how much we know him. So it costs to be where God wants us to be. And even more, when we consider or judge ourselves, that at that point, in that place, is now where we want to be. For example, the people of Israel, God took them out of Egypt, and from Egypt, he took them to the desert. Who would like to live in the desert? Do you think that if Moses had made a survey and asked the people of Israel, where do you want to live when you leave Egypt? What do you think the answer would have been? It was not a desert. In fact, when they were in the desert, you don't know what they were complaining about. Moses brought us here to die. In Egypt, we were better off. Did you realize? But in Egypt, they were slaves. Something they had no mention it on. Well, in the desert, they were free, but dependent on God. So now we see the disciples of Jesus, after seeing the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, Jesus gives urgency to the next command and reminds them of the importance of continuing to move forward. So immediately after, Jesus not only asked them, but emphasizes, he asked them again, so please get into the boat and cross to the other side. If Jesus has gathered his disciples and asked them, what do you think is better to do? What do you think they would have answered? Master, let's look for a hotel, and the next day we continue on our way. Or let's stay here and enjoy the miracle today. I consider sometimes God doesn't ask us what is the next step, because we would not give a good answer. Instead, the all-knowing, all-seeing, he will work. When God works, it will always be in our favor. Although even if we don't understand, he doesn't give us an explanation. That's why in Matthew chapter 14, after Jesus dismisses the crowd, the disciples get into the boat, they begin to row, and they are in the middle of the lake, involved in a storm. Now, Jesus never stopped seeing them or looking out for them. And Jesus had already guaranteed them that they were going to pass through the storm. Someone will tell me, Pastor, but tell me, what in the Bible does it say that Jesus told them that nothing was going to happen to them in the storm? In fact, when Jesus asked them to get into the boat, they don't even mention that they had to cross a storm. Do you realize? You know why I know that Jesus had everything prepared and that they were going to cross to the other side in spite of the storm? Because of the word that Jesus had told them. When God gives a word, you have to believe it, because God doesn't give a word only for the present. When God gives you a promise, he shows you where your end will be in your present. And to understand that, well, that is important. What was the order of Jesus? Get into the boat and cross to the other side. From the moment Jesus told you cross to the other side, he was telling you, if you are obedient, you will arrive. Jesus did not speak to you about the storm. He spoke to you about arriving. Do you remember Joseph in a dream? He showed him how he was going to end up. In his present, he was showing him what God had already determined to do in his life. If he was obedient, that dream was going to be fulfilled. Now, how to get there is what many times God is not going to reveal to you. But learn to enjoy each station. That on that road to where God is going to take you, you have to pass. There are stations where God is going to make you go through, and some of them include the storms. So you have to learn that there are inevitable storms, but that's another devotional. There are inevitable storms. There are storms that are already programmed, but not to destroy you, not to harm you, but to show you the hand of God. That's the good thing about walking in obedience. It doesn't guarantee you that there won't be storms. It guarantees that in the midst of whatever happens, you will see the hand of God. And that's even better. Hallelujah. That's why when you walk in obedience, you try to be where God wants you to be. And at that moment, when Jesus emphasized to them to get into the boat, it was because everything was already prepared to take them to a new level of faith. Today I come to tell you that maybe in where you live today or in this week, God already has everything prepared to take you to a new level of faith. But your attitude will mark how much you have grown in God, how much confidence you have, how much firmness to persevere in spite of the storm, and to know that you are walking with purpose and with purpose and with a new level of faith, that you are working with purpose and with a goal that you did not define, that God defined it first through the word that He put in your heart, through the promises that He put in your heart. Each promise of God determines where He wants you to take you. What we are going to live through the process, we don't know, but we trust. We trust, and that is what you have to remember. Today, stay, trust. Maybe you will tell me, Pastor, I am not exactly in Disney World. I am not exactly in Punta Cana. I am not exactly in the Maldives. I am sure that if they had told you that you had to go through today, you would have avoided it. And you would have said to God, treat me differently. That is why God keeps in reserve how He's going to do it. Because He only wants you to trust. That's why God keeps to Himself how He's going to do it. Because He only wants you to trust. Because even if God would explain to you certain situations that you would have to go through, you would not understand. Only when you go through them and you see the hand of God, you can say, now I understand, my beloved friend. Maybe now is not the now I understand, but it is the moment where you have to learn to trust, where you have to learn to be expectant. Because I can tell you for sure, when you are where God wants you to be, when you are in the place where God wants you to be, and when I talked about place, I am not just talking about a physical place. I'm talking about the position, the season you are in. If it was God that put you there, get ready. Get ready, because you will not come out of the season without seeing the glory of God. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for these short words, because it allows me, Lord, to reach many, and that today these words will be heard by many. I pray to you that you will continue to work in every heart and be, Lord, in the situation in which each one finds themselves, that perhaps they may find themselves like disciples rowing and with the wind against them. As your word says, they may understand that if they are there, it is not the place where they would choose to go, but it is where you wanted them to be. And something good, wonderful is already programmed at that point, in that place. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Today, your pastor and friend, Leah Sawyer, spoke to you. I hope today's devotional has been a great blessing for you. If so, I invite you to share it. I also invite you to follow us on social networks, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. You can find me as Pastor Elias HC. And on YouTube, I invite you to subscribe to our two channels, channel number one, Devotional Just in Time, and channel number two, Elias Hoyos Official. Give like to each video to be shared. Give subscribe and click on the little bell. If you need to congregate because you are not doing it and you want a place to start growing in Jesus Christ, you can do it through each house of worship and each place where we meet in Medellin, Cartagena, Santa Marta, and Barranquilla. Write to us at 300-311-2441 and we will give you all the information. And if you are outside of the cities or in other countries, you can do it through our virtual church. A big hug. Blessings.